This is the Orphanage winding down our extended Rangers pregame edition from Hacienda on Henderson.
Yeah, usually we save the best for last on our show, but we're going to make an exception today and bring on TC.
What's up?
Hello, TC.
Hey.
So you demanded this segment because you had a...
I had something that happened to me last night that I thought you would be really interested in.
All right.
That you might get a little laugh out of.
Now, I ran this by your roommate, Jake Z, and he said that, yes, this is, in fact, funny. So, go ahead.
So, last night, after I got off work at about midnight, and I was hungry.
This is T.C. Fleming from It's Just Banter.
That's right. Search us on iTunes.
Heard on the internet.
And I was hungry. I hadn't eaten since like 5, so I called up a lady friend and said, let's go to IHOP, my treat, classy.
What is it, bacon pasta night?
Yep. No, they had some. They have French toast there.
Oh, okay.
And I like French toast. So I go to that IHOP on Mockingbird, and I'm sitting at my table, and it's pretty busy because it's a Friday night at IHOP.
Uh-huh.
And the waitress has got all sorts of other things going on, so she hasn't really checked in with us yet. And so as she's walking by to get someone else's order,
was she like
looks
doing a crossword?
No, she just had a lot of other tables going on.
She was in the weeds.
Yeah. And before I get to the crux of the story, I want to point out that I have really long hair, just to paint a picture for the listener.
You don't look like... You're making it out like you look like Vince Neil.
Well, I mean...
Your hair's longer than normal.
You have a mop... of a haircut.
You look like Bill Gates circa 1975.
Yeah, and that comes to a key point in the story because as the waitress is walking by our table, she takes a glance at us and wants to check in, so she says, I'll be with you girls in a moment.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, TC does have some traces of facial hair.
A faint goatee.
I just haven't shaved in a while.
Yeah. Man, your beard is weird. You got some real splotchy mess going on there.
Yeah.
What were you wearing last night?
A skirt. This.
You were wearing the same thing?
Yeah.
The same thing.
I'll be with you ladies in a moment.
Uh-huh.
It was his supple breast that fooled her.
All right. I've been working out lately.
Have you really?
No. And this is actually...
You do have very supple... firm, pouting breasts, TC.
But I wear big shirts.
What are you rocking, about a C-cup?
No. No, I have no need for a bra. That is entirely exaggerated.
But they swell up to D's when you're on your period?
No. This is slander.
Are they sore when you play racquetball?
Why would I ever play racquetball?
I don't know.
That involves way too much.
Fitness?
Yeah.
Yeah. When's the last time you had a vegetable?
Do garden spiral pasta count?
What a mess.
Yeah, spinach pasta does not count as a vegetable.
But this is a...
You know, if a vitamin ever entered his body, I think he'd explode.
He would reject it?
Mm-hmm.
You do look like a butch lesbian.
They don't have a beard, though.
Some of them do.
But this is actually the second time
this has happened. All right.
I was getting lunch for Bad Radio once. Went to Chick-fil-A, and as I was waiting in line at Chick-fil-A again, like they were really busy, so they didn't have as I pulled up to the window, they were working on something else. So they said, "I'll be with you in a second, ma'am."
And, really?
Yeah. And
just
I
because of
and
your...
they didn't they at that time like the lady at IHOP. Realized her mistake after like 1 second and was very apologetic.
Oh, did she say, I'm sorry, sir?
Yeah, yeah. And,
so she acknowledged that she thought you were a girl?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but the people at Chick-fil-A just kind of kept rolling with it and made no, yeah, I said it. What you going to do about it?
Wow.
You want this chicken biscuit, don't you?
Those defiant Chick-fil-A employees that don't have to work on Sunday?
Yeah.
They think they're better than all of us, don't they?
They do.
Mm. They frown on cross-dressers. It's a Christian organization.
So how'd that make you feel? Did you feel emasculated in any way?
No.
You know,
no.
The same thing has happened to B-Team Toby several times when he's been out with his wife, but that's because he's dainty.
There's a certain femininity to Toby, a little bit.
When he has long hair, yeah.
Yeah. And I think there's a certain fairness to TC. TC's never going to be confused with having rugged good looks.
No.
Like Ted Danson or
right.
or Tom Selleck.
It just means I'm a tender lover.
Yeah. You're gentle in the sack with the ladies.
People like that. I mean, there's a Tenacious D song about how much people like that.
To be gently taken by a man.
Mm-hmm.
TC's not, they say that, but that's not what they want.
TC's not an unattractive human.
No, he's a very, very handsome fella.
Mm-hmm. But he's soft.
Yeah.
He's
very palpable.
He's
fair skinned.
You're fair. Your porcelain skin,
mm-hmm.
and you have you have the proportions and the body fat percentage of a slightly obese female. So I can see how an IHOP waitress who was slammed might make that mistake. I can understand it.
You're like a pillowy pear that likes bacon.
Did you get extra bacon with your French toast?
No, just the normal
just
two
the normal
slices.
Allotted, allotted amount.
Did you eat your date's bacon?
What? No.
What about later?
Her raw bacon?
Oh, my. So how's the diet coming along? Are you still rocking the bacon pasta with butter?
I've been kind of moving away from bacon pasta with butter.
Uh-huh.
Just it's a natural flow. I'm sure I'll be back there later.
What are you mixing with your pasta and butter?
I'm kind of tired of pasta.
What are you eating? Are you just like a strict French toast diet?
No. I mean, I've been working a lot, so the morning news, whenever the Rangers are going on, they cater for us.
Really?
So I've been eating catering a lot.
Like what kind of catering?
All sorts of different stuff. We had some pasta primavera on Thursday.
You're off of pasta.
Yeah, well, I mean, pasta I make. That's an entirely separate category because
gotcha.
I have a very unique style.
Have you tried bacon rice?
No. Rice is tricky, man. I'm not good at making rice.
They sell little microwave pouches.
Little Uncle Ben's pouch.
You can have rice in 90 seconds.
Yeah.
I might take you up on that.
Well, he's not offering it to you. You can go do
it's
it.
It's like I have some in my car.
You can go over to New Flower. I'm sure they have it.
I thought they were exclusively a cocoa butter emporium.
Well, I appreciate that story. You actually came through, TC.
You did. You did.
Thanks.
Why don't you live blog a picture of yourself and your supple breasts and put it on Facebook.com/ticketorphanage. Just so people can see what the IHOP waitress saw, since you're wearing the same exact clothes you wore last night.
You really should. Are you wearing a bra today, or are you freeballing it?
I've never done that in my entire life, and I don't need to.
Just checking.
All right. Well, go to Facebook.com/ticketorphanage,
and see
TC will have a picture of himself up within the next 30 seconds. Right, TC?
Shirtless.
Yep.